The movement began in 2006 as a grassroots gardening project in Eugene, Oregon, and now has dozens of chapters in cities all over the world. The recently founded Tampa group has over 60 members and meets twice a month for seed swapping, gardening workshops, and something called permablitzing. Natasha Montasheri is a co-founder of the local group that met at the Seminole Heights Community Garden on Saturday.
Food Not Lawns Tampa is an organization that started about a month ago. Our first meeting was a month ago. We had about 40 people turn out. The purpose of it is really two meetings. One is networking and resource knowledge sharing, kind of like a social get-together, and to talk about the upcoming projects, which is the second part of the monthly meetings. So today was our first PermaBlitz. The idea behind the PermaBlitz is that we get a group of people together to share labor, share resources, and get a project knocked out in a couple hours that, you know, on their own would take much, much longer, if done at all.
Community gardening has exploded in cities across the country in recent years, in part because of concerns over food security, peak oil, climate change, and access to affordable, locally grown organic produce. Eric Stewart, a gardening activist from Pasco County, also took part in the Food Not Lawns event.
Well, I've been starting up a transition initiative in Newport Richey, and we've been talking about peak oil and climate change. And with the climate bill getting pretty much halted in Congress right now, I feel that it's not on the government to change how we live. It's up to the people. And it's always been up to the people. I think it starts from the grassroots, like these little Food Not Lawns, permablitzes, and it grows from there.
Tampa has seen several neighborhood gardening groups start up in the past couple of years in East Tampa, Sulphur Springs, and Seminole Heights. The popularity of gardening has prompted the city council to propose an ordinance regulating community gardens within the city. However, some gardening advocates find the proposed ordinance overly restrictive. Again, Natasha Montasheri of Food Not Lawns.
From the research that I've done, anytime a city has enacted an ordinance, it's been to support the community garden movement. And the ordinance, as it's written right now, does not do that. It feels very penalizing, actually. I don't know if the city council right now, I know we have, there are some people there that support community gardens, but I'm not sure if everybody gets what a community garden is really about. There seems to be a little bit of misunderstanding about that, concerns that it would compete with agriculture, which is, it's not what it's about. People come out here and they give their time and they give their energy, and it's not about profit.
Tampa City Council member Mary Mulhern, who has been a strong advocate for gardens in the city, including allowing gardens on city-owned property, admits that Tampa is sometimes slow to adopt new ideas, but is confident that eventually the city's going to come around.
I think this administration has good intentions and good goals. It's just, it really is about putting those into action. And, you know, Tampa's always slow with new ideas, so I think we'll get there. I don't know if it will, you know, if it'll be right away or not, but the reality is all the community gardens are blooming and growing, and people are doing it on private property and doing very well. So whether the city wants to contribute land or not, they haven't shown any intention of doing that for the last 3 years that I've been promoting it and that the neighborhoods have been asking for it. So I don't know. You know, I wouldn't expect it's going to happen anytime soon, and I do hope that in the, you know, next, hopefully, when we have some change in March 2011, maybe we'll have people more interested or more supportive of community gardening.
Veteran gardener Willow Lamont of Valrico sees that support as essential if the city wants to help transform neighborhoods into vibrant communities.
In so many of the communities where they've been established for a long time, some of them since the 80s or the 70s, communities and municipalities find that not only does it help build community and feed people nutritious food locally that doesn't get transported long distances, but there is always less crime. There is always more neighbor-to-neighbor communication that happens in a beneficial way in the neighborhood. It always enhances the entire community, not just people who eat from those garden plots. So city after city throughout the United States and other countries have experienced this. When you have community gardens throughout your city, it always transforms the community. So I would like to see our local Bay Area administrators on county and city levels really get behind these, because it benefits the entire community. And that research has been out there for decades, so they can, you know, certainly find that out for themselves.
The Tampa City Council was scheduled to hear the proposed ordinance on community gardens on August 12th. Reporting for WMNF News, I'm Kelly Benjamin.